Psalms 103, and we're going to look at the psalmist of David and David's thanksgiving for God's mercy and grace that he has. And God has blessed in such a great, mighty way. Amazing day yesterday. We had like 218 family here celebrating a family Thanksgiving at the church. And what an amazing time. Amazing testimonies, amazing songs that were sang. And God was honored and blessed through it all. And we're so thankful. Psalms 103. Let's go to the Lord in prayer while you're looking for it. Our Father and our God, I'm so thankful today, the Lord, to serve you. I'm so thankful for what you've done in my life. Thank you, Lord, as somebody has already prayed earlier, for the gift of salvation that you extend to us, the Lord. Father, what a glorious time, Lord, and we just come with a thankful heart today in what you're doing amongst us, in the midst of us, the Lord. And Father, and the amazing things that are going on here. And Lord, we're so thankful for it. Father, I pray for me and pray for each and every one of us in here, the Lord, that we won't give room for Satan, Lord. Father, he's not welcome in this place. He's not wanted in this place. And Father, that we will guard against any iniquity in our hearts and in our minds, Lord. That Father, we will be cautious, Lord, and realize that we're standing on holy ground. And Lord, this is your house. And Father, there is no way Satan can enter in here unless we bring him in. Father, I pray today that you defeat the Satan. You bind the devil and his demons and workers and cast them outside this service and away from this church and out of this property, the Lord. And let the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit of God have freedom to move and work in our hearts and lives today. As we open up your word, as we read it, may your word go forward. May it accomplish that which is pleasing and honoring to you. May it change us from who we were. May we be different people when we leave here today, all because your mercy and grace extended upon us, the Lord. Father, may your blessings be upon your word. Again, may your word go forward. May you open up our hearts and open up our ears and minds to receive your word today and apply it to our life where it needs to be applied. We thank you, Jesus, for what you're going to do. We pray and ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Psalm 103 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgetteth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that the youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, and his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens is high above the earth, so great is the mercy towards them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, and he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, and a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness upon the children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye are his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his workers, in all places, his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. When I read this, I think of the Psalm David. I think of thanksgiving to the Lord that he is saying here. One thing that I believe that lacks in Christians' lives today is a thanksgiving heart, a thankful heart, a thankful spirit. So many times we want to mumble, gripe, and complain about everything and forget about all the mercy that God extended to you and me. We want to gripe and mumble and complain about everything we do, about serving the Lord, and this is too much work, and this there's too much activities going on, and we got a beautiful home we live in, a beautiful wife we're married to, beautiful children that we have, a great job that we can go work at, vehicles that we can drive, a roof over our head, food on our table, clothes on our back, and shoes on our feet, and all we want to do is grumble and gripe and complain. We got so much to be thankful for. So much to praise the Lord for, so much to be thankful for, and so many times I think we forget how blessed we are. If nothing else, if we didn't have anything else but our salvation from the Lord, that's enough to be thankful for. That's enough within itself to thank God for, that He saved a sinner wretched like me, saved me, and kept me from dying and spending eternity in hell, which I deserve to do because of the sin of my life. But thank God for His mercy and grace that He extended to me. And I would like us to use David's illustrations here in having a thankful heart and remembering what the Lord has done. When you go back to verse 1 in Psalms 103, it says, "Bless the Lord, thank the Lord. Give God the praise. Give Him a hand clap this morning. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name." The Lord wants all of you. He don't want part of you. He wants all of you to bless His holy name. Everything is in, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless His holy name." We are a blessed people. We need to act like we're blessed. We need to get excited about what Jesus has done for us. Be thankful for what He's done for us. Be thankful for the church family God has given us. Be thankful that God has sent us with a beautiful facility to worship in. Be thankful for the leaders and the teachers we got. Be thankful for the amazing spirit that God has here. Be thankful with everything that is within us. Bless and praise His holy name. Bless and praise His holy name. Thank Him this morning. I know that you're Baptist in here. It's okay to say praise the Lord right there. Bless His holy name. It's also okay to say, "Lord, I bless Your holy name." It's okay to say praises to the Lord. Hey, did you know what? Even when we're in the Baptist church, it's okay to do this. Y'all are scared to death to do that. Come on, you know I ain't going to stop till you get them in the air. Say, "Bless His holy name. Praise His holy name. Thank You, Lord, for saving me." Amen. Thank You, Lord, for Your blessings today. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus, for blessing me. Thank You, Lord, for the family I got. Thank You, Lord, for the church I got. Thank You, Lord, for the pastor that's here. That was pretty good right there, wasn't that, Matt? That dog a hunt right there, wasn't it? Thanking the Lord. Thanking the Lord. Praising God for everything that He's done. Thanking Him. So we see right here in this first verse, "Bless, O Lord, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name." He wants us to praise Him. He wants us to thank Him. He wants us to bless Him with everything that is in us. In verse 2, he says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." I think we forget everything that we are in Jesus. We are heirs and joint heirs with Christ. Everything that Jesus has, we're entitled to. That ought to make you shout too. Amen. Everything that Jesus has. We're heirs and joint heirs in Christ. We've got access to the throne of God through Jesus. That ought to get us excited right there and want to thank and praise the God alone. Thank Him and praise Him because of His benefits that we have, because of His grace and His mercy. If it wasn't for His grace and mercy and we got what we deserved, we'd be spending eternity in hell. But thank God that He sent His Son Jesus to die for us. Thank God that He gave us mercy and grace and saved us so we wouldn't have to go to that place. Amen. Thank Him for His benefits. Thanking that we have a propitiator, a judge, a lawyer, an advocate. His name is Jesus, and he sits right at the right hand of the Father. And when we call out to him, he said, "That's my child. That's my child. They got a need, Father. That's my child calling out. They got a need, Lord. They need a hand right now. Things are out of control. That's my child. I love him." And he takes it right to the Father for us. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Thank you, Lord, for all your benefits, Lord. I'm thankful for everything I have. When's the last time you thanked him? When's the last time you said, "Lord, I don't want anything. I just want to thank you. I just want to praise you. I just want to praise your name. Lord, I just want to thank you. Lord, I don't want to come to you with anything today but a thankful heart. Thank you for saving me, Lord. Thank you for the family you give me. Thank you for the church you gave me. Thank you for the breath of life you give me. Lord, I just want to tell you thank you. Lord, I just want to tell you thank you." Will you say, "Lord, I just want to tell you thank you. Lord, I just want to tell you thank you. Hallelujah, Lord, I just want to tell you thank you. Lord, I just want to praise you today." Not only that, but look in verse 3. "He forgiveth all thy iniquities and healeth all thy disease." The Lord is the only King of kings and the Lord of lords that can heal all the iniquities, that can take away all the sin, cover it by the blood of Jesus, and to remember it no more. My friend, it's Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for taking care of my iniquities. Thank you for nailing them on the cross of Calvary. When you said in Romans 5:8, "But God commanded his love towards us, that while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me." Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for dying for me. Thank you, Lord, for healing all my iniquities. Thank you, Lord, for 1 John 1:9 that says, "If I confess my sins to you, Lord, you are faithful and just to forgive me of my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness." Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving me. Thank you, Lord, for blotting out my sins. Thank you, Lord, remembering them. And he said in verse 4, "He redeemeth thy life from destruction." Thank you, Lord. You knew the path I was traveling down, Lord. You knew that I was headed for destruction. But thank you, Lord, that you put a roadblock in the way. Lord, that you stopped me. And Father, your Holy Spirit convicted me. And the way that I was going, I turned around and headed towards Jesus. Lord, thank you for saving me and keeping me from ruining my life. Thank you, Lord, for letting me not run into destruction in my life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for turning my life around. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for keeping me from the destruction that I was facing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for turning my life around. Thank you, Lord, for saving me, redeeming my life from destruction. Thank you, Lord, in verse 4, for your loving kindness. Thank you, Lord, for your tender mercy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Why can't we demonstrate that same thing as brothers and sisters of Christ, understanding and thanking God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy? And we need to exhibit that in our life just as Christ exhibited it for us. We need to exhibit it back to one another and thank God for his loving kindness. Thank God for his tender mercy. And number one, that was just a warm-up for you. If you're taking notes, number one, David gave thanks to God for his personal benefits. Thanking the Lord for his personal benefits. In verse 3, he thanked him for the forgiveness of sin and iniquities. My friend, if you haven't thanked him lately for saving your soul, you need to thank God for saving you and forgiving you of your iniquities, my friend. Because if you got what you deserved and you didn't get the mercy and grace that God extended to you, you would have a rude awakening like the rich man did. He would wake up in hell on fire and in torment. Thank you, Lord, for forgiveness of sin and saving us. Not only that, thank you, Lord, for the redemption that you give us and saving us from destruction, O Lord. And then in verse 5, we are complete and personal and satisfied in Christ. In verse 5, he said, "Who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like eagles." Thanking the Lord, we are satisfied in him. Thanking the Lord, my friends, that he redeemed us. Thanking the Lord that he saved us. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done for us. In verse 5, it's saying, thank you. Thank you, Lord, you satisfy you. Are you hungry today? Are you thirsty today? Jesus has a bountiful supply in his word of the food of God's word that you need to feast on. He has abundant supply, and you can drink from the water, the fountain of living water that will spring up in you. Jesus has an abundant supply for everybody in this world to get a hold of. He satisfy us. There's nobody, there's no thing that satisfies you like Jesus will satisfy you. He's the only one that can take care of your issues. He's the one that can take care of your problems. He's the one that can get you excited and on fire for the Lord. It's Jesus that satisfies. It ain't no doctor nowhere. It ain't no lawyer nowhere. It ain't no psychologist. And God forbid, it sure ain't in the White House. It ain't gonna be there. It ain't going to be there. They ain't got enough. That's another message. It's Jesus. He's the one we need to look for and look to satisfy our soul. I tried to watch some of that Republican debate. Man, I wanted to blow up the TV last night. Can't even agree on nothing. I disagree on that. Quit disagreeing and tell us what you're going to do for our country. I'm tired of you blaming one another. Take some ownership and tell me how you're going to lead us out of this hogwash and mess we in. I can tell them how, stick to the Word of God and go back the way it was, my friend, and get in the Word of God and go back. Go back and make Jesus the foundation that we base everything off of. It don't take a rocket science to understand how this country got to the way it was is when we forsaken God. How it got here. We need to get back to those things. Thank the Lord. He's the only one that can satisfy us. Number two, David gave thanks to God for his national blessings. He thanked God in verse 6. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He thanked God for his righteousness. In verse 7, for his revelation to man. He said he made known his ways unto Moses. He made known his acts unto the children of Israel. He makes known his ways to you and me. It's called in the Word of God. We need to break it out and get in it sometimes. And we'll see what God has to say to your heart and my heart. He made known, my friends, his way unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. He'll make known his ways to you and me if we get on our knees and pray, if we seek God's face, if we get in God's word, if we assemble ourselves together like Christ has called us to do. He will be honored. He'll be glorified. The church will be exalted and magnified, my friend, and that's where we need to be. Need to get back to the basics and the principles of God's word and understanding everything we need to know. He's got it right there. And then for his remembrance, in verse 8, it said, the Lord is merciful and gracious. Thank the Lord. He's slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. Thank the Lord for his mercy and grace. Thank God that he's long-suffering. Thank the Lord that he said he would, that none should perish, but all should come to repentance. Thank the Lord that we serve a Savior that is merciful. Thank the Lord we serve a God that extends us grace. Thank the Lord we serve a God of a second chance. Because if we didn't, Job would still be in the belly, a well of a belly, and everything else. Thank God we serve a God of a second chance, a God that loves us, a God of a second chance. Because if not, I'm afraid a lot of us in here be dead if we didn't serve a God of a second chance. Thank the Lord for his second chance that he gives us. Thank God for his mercy and grace. Not only that, in verse 12, he says he removes our iniquities, our sin, as far as the east is from the west. For hath he removed our transgressions from us. I told you before, I'm so thankful that God said he removed our sins as far as the east is from the west. Because I told you before, when you and I start out and we're going east, we'll always be going east. If you start out going west, you'll always be going west. But if you start out going north, eventually you'll be going south. You start out going south, eventually you'll be going north. But Jesus said, I removed them from you as far as the east is from the west. Woo! That's shouting grounds right there. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you removed my sins. no more to remember, Lord. Thank you for what you've done in my life. You removed those sins from me. Not only that, but he said in verse 17, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. Thank you, Lord, that you ain't gave up on me. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy, your grace. Thank you, Lord, that is from everlasting to everlasting. Up on them that fear him, and the righteousness unto the children's children. Thank you, Lord, that it's a generational experience passed down from one to the other. What do we have up here today? Four generations of the family up here today? Three or four? How many generations? Four? Four generations of family up here with baby Everett that is passing down a legacy about living for the Lord. Living for the Lord. Living for him. And God's mercy, it says, extends from generation to generation, from children to our children. Thank the Lord for his mercy and grace that it said there. That his mercy of the Lord in verse 17 is everlasting to everlasting. Up on them that fear him, and his righteousness unto the children's children. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done. Verse 18, he said, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. He wants us and expects us to keep his covenant and to keep his commandments. Number three, David gave thanks to God for his spiritual blessings. Look at verse 20. He said, bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. We need to thank the Lord. We need to be keeping his commandments. We need to hearken unto the word of God and stick to what God's word says. We don't need to get confused with tradition. We don't need to get confused with what man has to say. If we're going to do something, it needs to line up with the word of God. And if it's not lining up with the word of God, I don't want to hear about the hogwash. It's got to line up with God's word. We stand on the principles and the foundation of God's word. That's what we preach on. That's what God's blessing on. That's what he'll bless your life on, is on the word of God. And where does your life line up? When you line up with the word. When you line up with the word, get in God's word and see what God's word says. He says, the Lord prepared his heavens, prepared his throne in heavens, and kingdom ruleth over all. And in verse 20, he hearkened to the commandments. He said, bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, and do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Who are you listening to today? What are you listening to? Are you listening to what the word of God is saying? Are you listening to somebody else's hogwash? You better get in tune with what God's word says if you're going to be on the right track for the Lord. You better get in tune with what the word of God says. Get in tune and fix your mind up on Jesus and what it is he'll have us to do. And get our minds and our eyes and our focus on him, not on the stuff that goes around on us. My friend, it'll drag you down. It'll pull you down. It'll beat you down. But get them on Jesus, my friends, and you'll survive. And you'll conquer. And you will thrive. Get them in the word of God, my friends, and you'll go forward. And you'll do great and mighty things for the Lord. Get our focus on him. Get in God's word and see what it says and apply it to our lives. Hearkening unto his commandments, hearkening unto the word of God. That's what David was saying. I thank God that I keep the commandments, that I try my best to strive and keep his commandments. I thank God for his word, that when I get in it, it speaks to me, it feeds me. Get in God's word, apply it to our life, and see what the word of God says. And then he says, hearkening unto the voice of the word of God. Hearkening unto God's voice. Who are you hearkening unto today? Who have you hearkened unto last week? Who have you hearkened unto yesterday? Who are you hearkening unto? Who are you listening to? I pray and hope, my prayer is that we're founded in the word of God and we're listening to what God has to say, my friends. That's where we need to be. Amen, oh me. God's word, by ministering for him according to his pleasure. Look at verse 21. David is thinking, bless ye the Lord, all ye hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. You're ministers of his. That means servants of the Lord doing God's will and God's pleasure in your life and my life. Be in service of the Lord. Bless ye, O Lord. All ye hosts, you ministers of His, you servants of His, that you do His pleasure. As the song said, and I'm so thankful that Matt sang the song he sang right off the bat. It's not about me, it's all about you, Lord. It's not about us, Lord, it's all about you. So many times we think it's about us, but I hate to lick the red off your candy because it ain't about you. It's all about Jesus and all about His work, His will, and His way. And if we understand that it's all about Him, we'll be fine. But I hate to tell you whether you're fine or not, it's all about Jesus. Ha! Amen. It's all about Him. It's all about Him. And that's where we need to get our mind and our eyes and our heart and our focus is on Jesus. We need to get them on Him. It's all about the Lord. Ministers, servants of His. Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, of the host. You ministers, servants of His that do His pleasure. And in verse 22, he said, bless the Lord, all His works in all places of His dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul, by working for Him under any in all circumstances, were to bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Praise Him. His works in all places, in His dominion. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Matt, you guys can come back. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Him. We need to get our eyes. We need to get our focus on the Lord. It's time that we get a thankful heart and a thankful spirit, and a heart of gratitude, just not because it's November, not because it's the season to be thankful, not because it's Thanksgiving time, but we need to be thankful all the time, regardless of what situation we're in, regardless of what's facing us, regardless of what it is that's said in that verse at 22, bless, it said, bless the Lord, all His works in all places, for His dominion, bless the Lord. For His dominion, because it's all about Him. It's not about you, it's not about me. It's all about Jesus. We're to be His servants, ministers of the Lord, ministers of Him, carrying out God's will and way and purpose that He has in your life, in my life, in the life of this church. And our eyes and our focus should be on Jesus. It's all about Him. As I read last week, in the Veterans Day soldiers, being a soldier of the Lord's army, it said, I don't have to be picked up, pumped up, pepped up, primed up, or anything else up. I don't have to be that because I'm a soldier of the Lord's army. Amen. I don't need no handshake. I don't need no pat on the back. I don't need no thank you because I'm not doing it for you. I'm sorry that you think so, but I'm doing it for Jesus. And for His honor and for His glory, I'm doing what I do for the honor and the glory of the Lord. Thank God He just sent you to me. Thank the Lord for you because it's a team. And together, everyone accomplishes more. Together. So it's time that we stand up. And it's time that we link arms together. It's time that we stand up. It's time that we link arms together. We got a job to do for the Lord. And it's called building a church for the glory of God. It's called doing things that God has tend us to do in the way that He tends us to do it. And as a servant of the Lord, being a part of God's army, the team that God has us joined together, fitly together. In Ecclesiastes, it says a three-stranded cord is not easily broken. So guess what? When I got two cords on either side of me, won't somebody come up here and try to pull me away? Mr. Lee, stand up. Come up here and take me out of these two cords. Pull me out of them. Pull me out, Mr. Lee. What's happening? You can't pull me out? Why? Because they're bigger than you. Amen. You sit down. A three-stranded cord is not easily broken. And when you link arm in arm together and you become a part of the team, there's no way that the devil can even break in here and pull us apart.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. No way. No way. Are you ready to link arm in arm together? Because we got a job to do. It's to reach this lost and dying world for Jesus. It's to train people up and disciple them in the way they need to go. It's to evangelize. It's to have programs and things here. But it takes teamwork, joining together to make it happen. It's all about Jesus, not about you and me. It's coming together as the body of Christ to do His work. Folks, we got buildings to build. We're out of space. We're out of room. We're out of Sunday school room. We're out of room in every arena here. It's going to take hard work and dedication of you and giving of your time, giving of your prayer, giving of your word, giving of your abilities, and giving of your money, which I don't like to preach on, to make it happen what God wants to do here. It's time that we dig deep and pray over what God will have us to do for that building fund that's back there. There's a birdhouse back there we've been setting out for a couple of weeks. We need some money in there so we can build. You pray what God will have you to do. Don't give your tithe in there. It takes it to keep the lights on in here. Give your offering above your tithe in there so we can bless others and do the ministry that God has had us to do. But folks, it's time we come together as a team, link up arms, and go to war for the Lord. We're in a battle. It's not against one another. It's Ephesians chapter 6, you need to read who the battle's against. Satan, the devil, and the enemy, and the works of the evil spirits. But my friend, as children of God and as Christian men and women, it's time we stand up and get accounted for and get our attitudes and our stinking thinking out of the way and get Jesus first and foremost in our life and watch what He's got to do.